It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. It's always a pleasure to talk to important people on our show, but it makes a mom look cool when she says to her teenage sons, you know who's going to be on the show? Hannibal Buress. They wanted to skip school to talk to you,
Is
Hannibal.
Is that right? Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
They love you from the Eric Andre show.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hannibal Buress, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be at the Chicago Theater tonight, the Hannibal Montanibal Experience.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
I'm excited. It's going to be fun. It's good to be home.
You spent a lot of time here, Hannibal, and as you know, the Chicago Theater, that's the big leagues. You're playing in a major league stadium. Does that excite you the way it should?
Yeah, man. This is my second time headlining it. I've performed there several other times as an opening act for people. So, when I was living here and, walking downtown and see that marquee, with Drew about having my name on it so that have it happen is really dope. So I don't take it lightly, and I'm excited for the show.
Aren't you pinching yourself when you saw your name up there? And then tonight you're going to take a little picture of it? You got to do the selfie with your name and you, right, showing with the marquee.
Yeah, you got to. People have been sending me, I've been getting texts from people with the, of the marquee, and I've been getting those pictures. And it's wild, but, you still got to do the show. So I'm focused on putting on a good show because they don't, you don't want to have your name on a marquee and they just know who did horribly that night.
Hannibal, on Monday, I know this is a little inside, but it'll pay off at the end. There's a man named Michael Alexander who, back when I did stand-up, I used to work with Michael, and he's decided to do a documentary about stand-up comedy in Chicago, and we got to talking about you. You became the topic, and we both agreed that you were one of those guys who just kind of, I don't want to say came out of nowhere, but it was a very quick ascent from everybody saying, I don't know who Hannibal Buress is, to everybody in and around stand-up not only knowing you, but really liking you and appreciating your work. Did you get that feeling? Could you be, even though it's you we're talking about, do you know what I mean by that? You must have felt that.
I've been doing it 14 years, man. So it's been just a steady kind of ascent. If you ask me, I built a following here in Chicago, and eventually moved to New York, and had things, small steps happen from being on Jimmy Fallon's show to SNL to 30 Rock to working more, and so it was a slow build and a lot of work to the point where it looks like that to somebody now. Who is that? But I'm appreciative of my opportunities, but I definitely don't think it's out of nowhere. I'm 33. I've been doing this since I was 19 years old.
Well, and you mentioned 30 Rock, and Bill, you mentioned that you did stand up as well. This whole Bill Cosby thing that came up has surfaced behind the scenes with a lot of stand up comics. Bill, you said you had heard some rumblings before.
Forever.
See, now, when I heard it, not being in the stand up world, it was something that I just thought your act was so funny because it just couldn't be true. But it's because of your act that the things are going down now for Bill Cosby.
Oh, is that a question?
Well, no, I'm just talking to you about it. It's like, because of you, it's like, I don't know. No one would have believed it. And I feel like you were the catalyst to get this all on the road. So many people should be thanking you. Not Bill Cosby, of course.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
All right. Don't want to talk about that. That's totally cool.
But Hannibal, admit it. Like when this happened, because you did this on stage one night and they captured it and it was on YouTube, you didn't know it would reach these proportions, did you? You had no idea.
No, I didn't know I'd be talking about it 2 years later and again in the interview.
Well, that's all right. It's something we wanted to ask you. If you don't want to talk about it, that's cool. Can we talk about what's going on with the Hannibal Montanibal Experience tonight at the Chicago Theater?
Yeah, sure.
All right. What can we expect besides no Bill Cosby material?
pyrotechnics video.
Seriously.
Special guests. No, I didn't set up the pyrotechnics early enough. But just know that any times there's a little bit of space in the show, that's where the pyrotechnics should have been.
And are you going to do some act out some scenes from the upcoming Baywatch or Spider-Man Homecoming movie?
No, I'm not. Because without context, that would go horribly. hey, this is my scene. I'm going to be in two scenes. Here it is. Probably no, but it's going to be a fun time. I'm excited to play the venue again, and it's always fun to play in the city.
What I love about your website, which you go to HannibalBurris.com, you give a little bit of your bio, and then it's like, you can find out more information, go Google it yourself. Pretty honest.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean, that's why I kind of, sometimes people say, describe your comedy to somebody that hasn't seen it. No, I don't want to describe my comedy. Just go on YouTube, and you can look up some of my comedy. If you like it, then see it live. If not, that is totally fine also. I have lots of stuff that I don't like. But, yeah, it's the Internet is a beautiful tool. You can Google how much people's houses cost.
You can find out so much stuff on that Internet. It's scary.
Yeah, I love looking up how much people's houses cost.
I need a bigger firewall.
Yeah.
Next time you'll know that. Hannibal, the thing I always think whenever I see you perform, and I get to see you on cable and I get to hear you a lot on satellite radio, I always think the same thing about you. No one could steal from you. Your material is so just kind of personal to yourself that I can't imagine anybody seeing a bit that you do and going, I'll lift that from Hannibal. It's impossible.
That's a cool compliment. I've heard that from people where they've said, they've talked about trying to do one of my bits to their friends.
Yeah.
Trying to tell one of my jokes and then it going poorly. So I just try to talk about my perspective and just real stories and things that have happened to me. And that's, you know, once you, if you're talking about your real experiences and genuine thoughts, then you just try to keep it honest and have fun and hope that it connects, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, and this is, again, is another compliment. Believe me, whenever I see you or hear you, I always think to myself, I know that guy a little bit now. Like, there's so many stand-ups that you'll watch work, and as funny as they are, when they're done, you just go, I don't know anything more about him or her that I knew when they started. But every time I see you perform, I say to myself, I know more about that guy now, and that's a positive.
Thanks, man.
Sure.
Yeah. I tried to buy a baby recently.
You did? How'd that go?
A baby that was in the audience at one of my shows.
How much was it going for?
No. Sorry. I worded that wrong. There was a pregnant woman in the audience at one of my shows.
Yeah.
And she was about a week away. And I put in an offer on her baby just to test the market and start the conversation. I offered her $75,000 for her baby.
That's a lot of money.
I feel like that's a strong offer. It shows that you're serious. And so I offered her $75,000. I feel like sight unseen, that's a great offer for unseen.
Yes, it is.
Baby. I don't know what she's been eating the past 9 months. She could have been eating Skittles the entire time. I feel like that's a strong offer. She shook her head. She was passionate. She shook her head.
Oh.
Her husband was next to her. He was like, he was willing to have the conversation. And, you know, if she took the offer, I would have paid it.
Yeah, sure, you have to.
I would have bought that white baby for $75,000, and then I would have flipped it for $200.
Oh, that's a nice profit right there.
You make me want to get pregnant again, Hannibal. Although I'm a little old for that.
Come on. You could have done like a reverse Webster with the kid. That would have been fantastic.
Hey, maybe.
Your third stand-up special streaming on Netflix right now, is that true?
Yeah, Comedy Camisado. It's on Netflix. Also got a different one, a documentary / stand-up special called Hannibal Takes Edinburgh. That's up there where I went to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in Scotland, and it's a month-long festival, and it just follow me for that full month, just all the different shows that I was doing and the offstage nonsense. So, and we got my other two up there too, Live from Chicago and Animal Furnace. So I got 4 hours up there on Netflix, so you can watch those in between checking out old cocaine documentaries.
Are you sporting a kilt in the Scotland one?
Nah, I didn't.
Not your thing.
the culture that much. I don't get that deep into foreign cultures. I just try to get in on the surface level. Well, I mean, I imagine wearing a kilt has to be great as far as this ventilation.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, movement, hiding stuff. It seemed like a decent fashion choice.
Hey, welcome home.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. We want to meet you sometime, Hannibal. So if you're in the area, please come up. We'd love to have you in studio next time.
Definitely. Thank you all for having me.
Go see Hannibal Buress at the Chicago Theater tonight. Go to chicagotheater.com. It should be a great show. Rumor has it, Hannibal, you're going to say some very damning things about Will Rogers tonight. So I'm anxious to hear what those are.
I got some crazy Clint Eastwood jokes.
Good.
Thank you so much. A pleasure to talk to you.
Take care, Hannibal.
Later, y'all.
All right, that's Hannibal Buress, Chicago Theater. Go to thechicagotheater.com for more information. We'll be back in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.